This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Brenda, and I'm currently a BSW student completing my placement at DCO. In this week's episode, my co-host Caitlin, who is a program coordinator with DCO, interviews George, a deli clerk at Zayers, to get his perspective of the importance of hope while working through the pandemic.
Hello, this is Caitlin, the program coordinator at Distress and Crisis Ontario, and I am here with George today to talk about hope and COVID-19 in the workplace. George, could you please introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about your role at Zayers?
Okay, my name is George, and I work at Zayers in the Hot Deli, and I prep food, I cook food, I serve food, and a variety of different types of foods and salads and so on.
So basically
in the food services.
Perfect. So do you have lots of interaction with customers directly or more so with coworkers?
Well, we have been both with coworkers and with customers.
Awesome.
Because the prepping and the preparing and the cooking would involve coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the serving and the selling would involve the customers, eh?
Yeah. So how would you personally define hope? So as one of the hardest hit essential services, especially at the beginning of everything with the coronavirus, how has the work environment at your store changed from pre-COVID to now?
I think it's changed considerably in the sense that people are more aware of, maintaining a sense of distance. Mm-hmm. And keeping things clean and, protect oneself and protecting others. That seems to be a big thing, eh?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of difference. I think we took a lot of that for granted, eh? The closeness, the interactions, and, everybody tries to keep things properly clean, but I think COVID really set a standard, eh? That might not really be a bad thing to keep, at a certain degree and level.
I've definitely heard a lot of people say that there are things that we do now that they kind of wish we had been doing beforehand, for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that supplies and the way the routines and, the getting temperatures and, when you enter the store and mm-hmm. the precautions that you use entering and leaving and so on, I think, all added up to a more safer and sound environment, eh?
Yeah. So with these changes, have you been able to maintain hope while working through the pandemic?
Well, for sure. I think if you look at the way people have adapted, on the whole, the majority have really risen to the occasion. I think customers, employees, whether you're not at work or on the way to work or whatever, I think everybody's majority have embraced it and adapted to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty hopeful. as a society, I think that that really is pretty hopeful, because it shows that people are, you know, taking responsibility and are thinking of other people as well.
Yeah, that's very, very true. So in your interactions with coworkers and with customers, are there ways in which you personally are able to instill hope in others? If maybe you see that one of your coworkers is struggling with the restrictions, or it looks like a customer is maybe just seems like they're having a bad day, is there anything that you kind of try to do to help give them a little bit of a pick-me-up?
I think one of the things that you try to maintain a sense of normalcy. You try to keep things, even though there is a situation going on and you know, there's restrictions and there's distance, I think it's good just to try to keep be oneself, be yourself, mm-hmm. the way you interact with people and treat people and that. And I think to maintain that through something like this is all that more important. I mean, don't need to fake it or undermine what it is, but still, you know, you got to get up in the morning, you got to still live, you got to work, you got to keep going, eh?
Mm-hmm. You got to still be hopeful that things will go back to normal. Well, or as close to normal as possible.
Yeah, yeah. Like for me, I don't think this is ever going away. I think it's going to be like the flu or anything else. But like mm-hmm. I say, I think people have adapted, and I think they will adapt.
Yeah.
And it won't burden their lives.
That's true.
They'll achieve and accomplish in spite of it.
So do you have any specific stories of hope during the pandemic that you could share?
Nothing really specific. I think, like I say, just in general, the day in, day out, and just seeing how people interact and react. And like I say, for me, you know, you've seen some negative things, but on the whole, I think it's been very positive.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's, I can't give a specific story. It's just a generalization.
Yeah. I kind of think that in my interactions with people out and about too, because of having to wear masks, I've noticed a lot more that people are saying kind things out loud. There's not so much just a smile and a nod anymore. It's people are actively engaging. And I think that that shows a lot too, that we're kind of learning how to make those connections, even with the added barriers and distance.
Well, I think if anything, if you were going to say one thing about this, I think people have come to appreciate their fellow human beings mm-hmm. because of the lack of interaction, or if the interaction is there, it's distant, it's not, you know, that sort of stuff. There's been a lot of stuff I think we've taken for granted over the years that
yes.
have sort of hit home.
Definitely. Well, is there anything else that you would like to add that we've not touched on?
I think for me, if you're going to think or be concerned about something, I think I'm a little bit concerned to see what's going to come after all this sort of comes back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think there's a lot of people that have been able to get by through government assistance and through, you know, they say a lot of people been able to save money because they haven't been doing things and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what's going to happen. Because I think there are some people that right now are staying afloat that I just worry the other side could have some real bad ramifications that I don't think anybody's really, really faced yet.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
You know?
And, yeah.
And that sort of sits in the back of my mind. But yeah. That being said, you know, that's, you know, you just have to hope that it's mm-hmm. not as severe as your own mind might think it might be.
Yeah.
And there's the hope thing, eh?
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to think of a way to respond to that without using the word hope, and I couldn't come up with one, so I guess that's pretty appropriate for what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time and answering these questions for me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forms podcast.
Over the past year, we've been busy converting our Learning Forums series of videos into podcasts and thinking of new ways to continue delivering new and more in-depth content. We've seen the demand, and we're announcing our move to Pinecast and our new tip jar function. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar/distress and crisis Ontario and donating. And in return, we'll be recording new follow-up episodes on some of our most popular topics. These will be accessible for tippers only and will help pay for travel, web hosting, etc. For the interim, you'll still be able to access existing content on both the Pinecast and Fireside feeds for free, but eventually we'll be making the switch to Pinecast. Thank you for your understanding.